Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we are up to Parakhas Mishnah Hay. So says the Mishnah, Ad HaGashamim, if a person takes a neder until the rains, Ad Sheyihyu HaGashamim, or until the rains are, or Ad Sheteri Revi'a Shniyah. So then we assume that that neder includes up until the second of the three rainfall periods, because the rainy season has no Zmanu Kavua. It's not like Pesach, which has exactly 7 days. So even Ad Sheyihyu is only until the beginning of the rainy season, based on the klal that we mentioned yesterday. So we assume you meant the second rainy season, because that's the middle rainfall, so it's not very early in the season, it's not very late in the season, so that's what we assume is the what you naturally refer to. Rami Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ad Sheyagia Zmana Shel Revi'a. Rami Shimon Gamliel says, no, the neder lasts only until the time the second rainfall should arrive, even if it hasn't actually rained, right? We have a whole Maseches Tainus about what happens if it doesn't rain by the Revi'a Rishon, Revi'a Shnei, Revi'a Shlishis, etc. So we assume that you didn't have in mind when you took the neder that the neder is going to be chal, you know, until Hashem decides that it should rain, but until the people would naturally expect it to rain. So, what if a person says until the rain stops? So then, Nisan Kulo, then that is going to be in effect until Nisan ends, because that's when the winter rains end. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheyavar Pesach, that until Pesach passes, then that we assume that the rains of winter are over by that time, even though it's not the end of Nisan just yet. So now, every few years, there's a leap year, 7 out of 19 years there's a leap year, which means that they add an extra Adar, like we have this year, for 13 months in the year. That extra month is Adar Rishon, and the next month is Adar Sheni, obviously. So the Mishnah defines some of these terms as we're going to apply to a leap year. Konam Yain Sheni Toim HaShana. Person says, I take a neder not to drink wine this year. Nisabra HaShana, if the year then becomes a leap year, they add an extra month. Asur Ba Ubi Ibura. So you're not allowed to drink wine during the rest of that year, and that includes Adar Beis. When you say this year, you didn't mean whatever normal year is, 12 months, you meant what this year is, whatever it may be. Ad Rosh Adar, if he says until the beginning of the month of Adar, and then it turns out to be a leap year, Ad Rosh Adar HaRishon. We assume the neder is only going to be chal until the beginning of Adar Rishon, because if you didn't specify which Adar, we assume you meant the first Adar. Excuse me. Ad Sof Adar, if a person says until the end of Adar, Ad Sof Adar Rishon, we assume he means until the end of the first Adar. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Konam Yayin Sheni Toim Ad Sheyehe Pesach. If a person takes a konam, a neder that he's not going to drink wine until it will be Pesach, Inu Asra Ela Ad Lel Pesach. He's also to drink wine until the first night of Pesach. But once Pesach starts, he's allowed to drink wine. Shalom Neskavin Zeh Ela Ad Shal Shederach Bnei Adam L'Shos Yayin. Because he clearly only intended his neder until the time that people typically drink wine. And there's a mitzvah to drink wine on the first night of Pesach. So he must have not asered himself from drinking wine when he really needs to drink wine. So that's how we interpret what he meant. So even though he said Ad Sheyehe Pesach, we assume that he wanted to be able to drink wine at the Seder. So now we move on to Mishnah Vav. Person says, I'm not going to eat any meat until Yom Kippur is. So even though Yom Kippur is a set amount of time, and therefore that should include the Yom Kippur as well, he's only also to eat meat until the last meal before the night of the fast. And he's allowed to eat meat during the meal itself, meaning the Sudam of Sekis, he's allowed to have meat. Even though normally it means the end of Yom Kippur, if you say Ad Sheyehe, right, that was the rule, that whenever it's a set amount of time, you say actually, hey, it means till the end of. But over here, he's not going to deprive himself of meat for the Sudam of Sekis, since it's a mitzvah. He clearly only meant until the time that normal people eat meat, and on Erev Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to eat meat, because the Gemara derives it from the pasuk that B'tisha B'chodesh, it says that you're supposed to practice inoy. So the Gemara says, what? Misanin. We don't fast on Tisha, we fast on the 10th day. So he said, no, Kala Ocha Vishos, if you eat and drink on the 9th day of Tishrei, it's as if you fasted that day as well. I mean, you get schar like you fasted that day as well. So Rabbi Yossi Beno Omer, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says, Konim Shum Sheni Toim Achte Shabbos. If a person says, a konim that are not going to eat garlic until Shabbos is Einu Asra Elad Leile Shabbos. He's only asked to eat garlic until Friday night, and it doesn't include the entire Shabbos. Shalom Skavin Zeh Elad Shosha Derech Mnei Adam Lechol Shum, because he clearly only intended until it's normal for people to eat garlic, and Friday night the normal practice was to eat garlic. Now that's not a mitzvah, neither d'oraisa nor d'rabanan, like eating on Erev Yom Kippur or like having dalad kosos. But it's something that the chacham more misakein that on Friday night people would eat garlic. It's marbe the zera, and Friday night is a time of mitzvahs ona. So for whatever reason, you eat garlic on Friday night, and therefore since it's a takanas chacham to do that, that we assume he's going to want to eat garlic on the Friday night. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we learned that if a person says ad hagusham or ad shehu hagushamim, it's until the Raviyah Shniya. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says that you don't have to wait for the second rain, but it's until the time that Raviyah Shniya should come. If you say ad shehu pasku gushamim, so then we had a machlokas. Rav Meir says it's until Nisan is over. Rav Yehuda says it's until Pesach is over. If a person takes a neder of yayin that he's not going to eat that year, and then it becomes a leap year, the Adar Sheni is included in the neder. If he says until the beginning of Adar, we assume he means only the beginning of Adar Rishon. If he says until the end of Adar, we assume he means only until the end of Adar Rishon. Then Rabbi Yehuda said that if a person says Konim Yayin, that he's not going to taste until Pesach, so this begins a list of exceptions. That we said Achi Yehei of something that's Manu Kavua includes that entire time period. So exception number one, if he said Achi Yehei Pesach about wine, so he's allowed to drink wine at the Seder, because we assume he does not mean to include the Seder or the in his Neder, because he's going to want to do a mitzvah. The Paragavav continues with exceptions where he says Konam Basar Ad Sheyehei Hatzom, so he's allowed to eat at this meat at the Sudam of Sekes, because that's a mitzvah. And then Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda said that he says Konam Shum Ad Shetehei Shabbos, that he's allowed to eat garlic on Friday night, because he does not mean to include a time where it's customary to eat garlic. So even though, again, the bottom line is, even though Achiyahei, for something that's Manu Kavua, normally includes that entire time period, we have three exceptions. Wine for the night of the Seder, meat for Sudam Hafsekes, and garlic for Friday night. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perches Mishnah Zayin.